How many of you can honestly look yourself in the mirror and say, I am doing my best? Because if you can, you're fucking lying to yourself. Your job right now and how you execute that job is going to create the success habits that you're going to need down the road. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If it's making fries, if you ain't making the best motherfucking fries every fucking time, guess what? You ain't gonna fucking make it. If you can't sweep the warehouse floor better than the next guy, you ain't gonna fucking make it. Because here's the truth. Losers always talk about how they hate to lose, but they don't do anything about it. But you know what winners do? Winners will do whatever the fuck it takes. Winners will show up and stay late every fucking day until they're winning. Winners will talk to anybody they can that can help them and take the lessons to heart and put them in play. Losers talk about hating to lose. Losers say they hate to lose. Losers talk about how they want to win. Winners do what the fuck it takes. And that means beating the next guy. If you aren't going to work at your job every day and looking at all the other motherfuckers and thinking, dude, I'm going to beat the shit out of all of you, you don't have what it takes. Winners want to be the best. Winners have pride in being dominant amongst their teammates.
All men are created equal. Some just work harder. You want to know what it takes to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. It's what goes on when the cameras go off. Hard work, determination, and grit. You will not outwork me. I will get up earlier than you. I will go to sleep later than you. I will put in more hours than you. I will read more than you. I will grow. I will do whatever it takes.
You gotta eat it. You gotta drink it. You gotta sleep it. Like, it has to consume who you are. And if you're gonna be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're gonna be the apex, you gotta be it, not talk about it.
That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that. And that you do that, you do that. And people know it.
You gotta be it. It has to consume you. It has to take over you. That when I see you without even knowing you, I ought to be able to look at you, and from your ethos, I ought to see you are the best of the best. I ought to know what you're doing without you saying one word. It ought to illuminate from you.
You've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
The stronger your mindset is, the greater your skill set is going to be. Michael and Kobe weren't the greatest athletes, but their mindset is what separates those individuals.
Separate yourself. You playing against other teams and you doing exactly what they're doing. Separate yourself. Stop doing what they're doing. If you stop doing what they're doing, you're going to be a champion. Stop following. No more following. No more doing what everybody else is doing. Set the doggone standards. It's time for y'all to set the standard.
We can't be complacent, and we can't take our foot off the enemy's throat. We are going to be relentless. We are not going to give him the chance to regroup. He will not get the chance to recover. We are not going to stop until there is nothing left to pursue.
You've got to do more. You've got to become valuable. You've got to understand that what you get paid to do is the minimum, and everything on top of that is your investment in your future.
Get out of bed, come here in the morning. Going for it, or else sleeping. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break. The more you throw against the wall, something will eventually stick. It doesn't stick, dreaming about it. The first step into making a dream a reality is waking the fuck up.
If you go to the gym and you work out and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. And if you go to the gym the next day and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. So clearly there's no results, can't be measured, it must not be effective. So we quit. Or if you fundamentally believe that this is the right course of action and you stick with it, you commit yourself to the regime, the exercise. But if you stick with it consistently, I'm not exactly sure what day, but I know you'll start getting into shape.
If you hit an oak tree 1,000 times, in 1,000 different spots, what's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. But if you hit an oak tree 1,000 times in the exact same spot, you know what's going to happen? You're going to bring it down. You're going to do the impossible.
People put out goals, dreams, and aspirations and what they want to accomplish, but you very rarely hear people say what they're willing to sacrifice in order to make it happen. They'll tell you the goal, the dream, the aspiration. They'll tell you they want to be great, but they're not going to say, I'm going to stop going out on Friday night. They're not going to say I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to stay late.
I don't hang with people who can only get up when they got something to motivate them. That's not somebody I want to hang out with. I want to hang with somebody, I don't care what the circumstances, I don't care what the situation. You put it on your back and you like, let's go. Are you hearing me? You're not at dog.
I got to clear my mind of some stuff, but when I get up there, I got to do what I got to do. Why? Because success is not a failing. It's a mindset.
You have to commit to becoming better. You have to commit to being a person of action. You have to commit to being someone who doesn't just talk, but follows through. You have to plan ahead. And by planning ahead, you have to create a life in your head that is so fucking great that even if you fall short, you're gonna be better than everybody else.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. Stop doing stuff in January that you know you're not gonna do in March. I'm just saying, whatever you do, be on time and be consistent. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
Sometimes it ain't about being the most talented. Sometimes it ain't about being the smartest. Sometimes it's about consistency. Consistency. Just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and never stop and never give up and never quit and keep doing it day after day, play after play, second after second.
You should work every day like somebody's working 24 hours a day to take it away from you. If you're not working to get better on a daily basis, if you're not pursuing the fulfillment of your own true potential, you are losing. You're either getting better or you're getting fucking passed by people who are. Every time you kick back and you think you're the greatest and you think you're the sh- and you think you're the best at what you do, there is somebody that's 1 inch behind you that gets better than you.
If you do this morning, noon, and at night, it's gonna happen. The only way it doesn't happen is you're not focusing on it and you're not giving it energy. So even if you're better than me, it doesn't matter. If I'm putting energy out in the world is gonna respond, because if I put energy on it, it ain't no way it's not gonna happen. The only way I'm not going to be the best is if I'm not out there.
You're acting like doing well is an option. That's not an option. Show up. That means I come every single time, on time. It means every time I come, I put in 120% or I don't come. Why? Because I'm trying to be the best.
Every single day you wake up, if you're going to have energy, if you're going to have drive, every day you wake up, you got to start with that vision.
People look at those of us who are successful like we're superhuman. We're not. We're normal people like you. The only difference is we wake up with clarity. We wake up knowing exactly what we want. We wake up knowing exactly what our purpose is. When you understand what you're after, when you know what your outcomes are, when you know what you desire, you wake up every single morning and you go after it. And if you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not going to beat the man that's doing it every single day. I'm not the best, but they have not outworked me. I'm not the best. I'm a beast. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tire. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing.
No one's coming. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to save you. No one's going to work on that project for you. No one's going to study for you. No one's going to work out for you. It's up to you and you alone to get it done.
It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to.
Nothing happens until something moves. Nothing is going to happen in your life until you get up and start moving. So make movement. Move forward. You must discipline yourself to get up and get it done now.
Well, what about jet lag? What if there's a time change? What if there's no good gym? Don't care. Time change? Don't care. Jet lag? Don't care. Don't have a good gym? Don't care. Just shut your mind down. It gets no vote. Set up your gear, set up your weights, and do the work. Just do the work. Go through the motions. Get it done.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old motherfuckers pulling them off the game plan. You're going to have to get real fucking comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they want to go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them.
And the biggest thing I see getting in the way is your fucking feelings. Your feelings. Where there's a will, there's a way. When you've got air in your lungs, then you have no excuse. It's just a matter of perspective. You're either going to be a fucking sheep, or you're going to be a lion. You're going to be an attacker and a go-getter. But if you want to sit there and cry, bitch, and moan and whine all the fucking time while you can't, then you sit your ass on that bench with the losers, and you stay there. But don't expect me to turn around and pat you on the back and say, hey, good job, for being a fucking quitter. Get up and do something about it.
Either getting better, or you're getting worse. You sure as hell not staying the same.
A confrontation's coming. A confrontation, you versus you. L.R. that goes off. It's time to get after it. Same war. Same fight. Get fucked up. Life ain't about medals, certificates, houses, money, cars, fame, all that bullshit. It's about scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of. Everybody's living off the hope factor. They hope the water's never cold. They hope the weather's f***ing good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish the f***ing rain. When the end is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the f*** you are.
I want to know what the f*** I'm made of. I want to know what I can overcome. And I know that the harder the obstacle to overcome, the more strength I'm going to gain from it.
It's about taking personal responsibility for your life. It's about no more excuses. It's about no more trials and tribulations getting in your way. It's about getting up as early as you need to. It's about doing whatever it takes.
Can't count amongst your kind of people. And that's the warrior way. Know who you are. What you want to be. Without a shadow of a doubt. Whatever it takes.
Are you a gazelle? Or are you a lion? And let me tell you the difference between a gazelle and a lion. When the gazelle wakes up, it runs. But if a lion ain't chasing it, it stops running. But when the lion wakes up, it don't need nobody to push it. It pushes itself. Why? Because he realizes that if he does not catch that gazelle, not only him, but his family don't eat. What are you playing this game for? What's your passion? What's your drive? What's your purpose? What's your purpose for playing this game? No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? Is it just a game? Or do you eat it? Do you sleep it? Do you drink it? Have you possessed the game? When you are a lion, it does not make a difference. You realize that if your family is going to eat, that if that pack of lions is to survive, then you gotta go hunt. You a gazelle, you gonna come up short. You a gazelle, you gonna have an average experience. You a student, I need you in lion mode. You an entrepreneur, I need you in lion mode. You trying to lose weight, lion mode. You can't do nothing significant in gazelle mode. Nothing impressive happens in gazelle mode. Nothing happened in run mode, give up mode, quit mode, scared mode, fearful mode, nothing happens. Everything happened in lion mode, like I'm coming to get you. A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. They like to see the gazelles run. Then boom, they take off. Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. When you are a true hunter, you hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
From this day forward, I will give 120% or nothing at all.
When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
You got to give up that mediocre part of you. You got to give up this common thinking you got. It's telling you you can't do this, that you can't have this, that it's not possible for you. You got to give that up. You got to trust yourself. You got to know you came here with the stuff in you. You are a winner. You were born to win. It is your right to win. It is your right to have your dream. You don't get this stuff. You don't get these ideas unless you also have the capacity to make it happen.
Use your gift and become stronger, become better, become faster, become smarter, become more productive. And you know what? You will build a life that says, I told you so, without having to say a fucking word.
All your excuses are lies. Little lies that you think makes life easier, but they don't. Now I know in the morning, you got that blanket giving you a warm hug. And you got the pillow, which is whispering in your ear, telling you it's okay, telling you to stay just a little longer. But don't listen to them. They're lying to you. Listen to your alarm clock, which is telling you to get up and get some. Listen to the weight room, the pull-up bar, which is telling you to face reality. And listen to your will, which is telling you to get up and crush everything, regardless of how you feel. Don't negotiate with weakness. Kill it.
See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that.
You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the f*** after it every daggone day.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do now.
My new norm is you get up every f***ing morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new f***ing life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are.
I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what. You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got
unless you get up and start getting after it
today.
You trying to get to the next level and you just interested. You kidding yourself. Forget about it. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to eat it, if you want to live it, if you want to be it, if you want to do it, stop talking about it and give me full commitment.
You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how angry I get, no matter what, I'm fucking doing this.
If you're committed, you'll start today to let go of your stories, your excuses, your reasons why you can't and why you won't. You'll upgrade your knowledge. You'll upgrade your skills. You'll come in every single day and figure out how you can achieve those goals.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude, your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done. Stop having dialogue with your emotions. Stop negotiating with your feelings and start to act.
That's where people separate themselves from the pack. That's where people earn the right to success. They earn the money. They earn the life. They earn the relationship. They earn the body in those little moments where they don't want to do what they need to do, but move forward regardless of how they feel. That's what champions know, champions understand, and champions fucking thrive on.
What if you give it everything you have and you come up short? What if you get weak along the way and you throw in the towel on yourself, you surrender? What then? A lot of people become discouraged. They become frustrated and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work.
If somebody came and knocked you down, boom, and ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you, you say, Eric, it ain't my fault. You right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you're still on the ground after 20 years? You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. You got knocked on the ground. You had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I'm not blaming you for that. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If I come back a year later, you still on the ground? That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself. I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they count on me. I can. I will. I must. I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's cancer. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's MS, I will my way through it. I don't care if I'm struggling in school and I'm trying to get a degree, I will my way through it. I don't care if you fail the boards, go again. I don't care if you fail the law exam, go again, will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through, some stuff you gotta will your way through.
This is not a year that you're gonna be doing a lot of talking. This is the year for grinding. This is not the year of dreaming. We're not dreaming no more. We're not wishing no more. We're not watching other people ride the ride no more. This is our year where we don't need phenomenal skill. We just need a phenomenal will. So they're gonna say no when you knock on the door. I will. It's gonna rain sometimes. I will. You're gonna feel discouraged sometimes. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I will. I will.
All of us, at some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions, and also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make, that they tax our minds, they drain our energy, they create a lot of anxiety and nervousness and mental torment because we don't take care of it. We decide not to decide, which is a decision.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on, the ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? What kind of investment have you made in you?
If your mentality is, I can't wait to see what happens great to me in 2022, you are going to get fucking shit as a result. Life does not reward people who wait to see what happens. What you put in, you will get out. So if you want 2022 to act, actually be different, you have to not only be willing to visualize and manifest, you have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do or achieve that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. And I want you to take the word hope and I want you to throw it on the motherfucking ground and I want you to replace it with the word I will fucking do in 2022.
Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
You're only here for a short time. If you're not going to show people what's possible, who the fuck else is? Who's going to show your kids? Who's going to show your aunts and uncles? Who's going to show your fucking nieces and nephews? Are you going to fail those people? Are you going to buy into the narrative that you can't?
Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. You don't want to be a spectator. You want to get out in the field where the action is, and you will be amazed. After the struggle, there will be a calm period and things will begin to click for you. Come out here with what you got. You don't have enough money? Don't worry about it. You got the dream. You must be patient, persistent, and positive no matter what.
But aren't there some guarantees you can give us? Yes. You're going to die. You can't get out of life alive. So I'm saying to you, you got 6 months to live. Live your life now. Live your dreams now. Start acting like this is your last day on the planet.
Short-term thinking says the donut tastes good, eat it. Short-term thinking says one workout doesn't matter, I can skip it. Short-term thinking encourages you to make short-term emotional decisions that hurt you in the long run. The more short-term decisions you make, decisions that are based on that immediate gratification, decisions based on quick emotional satisfaction, the further from the path you will stray. That's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch every single second, because those seconds turn into minutes, and minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. You need tactical wins. You need to win battles in order to win the war. You need to get out of bed. You need to run. You need to work out. You need to read and study and practice. And you need to do things that you don't necessarily want to do. And I know that can be hard. That's why people lose the war. The daily fight is a challenge. You will not always want to do what you need to do. You will not always feel like doing something you need to do. You may not want to fight that battle, but you need to. You need to know your strategic goals, and you need to know why they are important, and then you need to get up, get out of your damn bed, get off your phone, get out of the soft and addictive comfort zone, and get into the combat zone where you have to fight, where you have to dig deep. You have to be vigilant. You have to be on guard. You have to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant little things. Things that shouldn't matter, but things that do.
You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. You have to do more. And life is never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of, man, I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. Once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough.
Think strategic all the time. Before any action or any inaction, ask yourself, is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? You have to tell yourself the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Most people don't ever make it where they want to go because they give themselves mental outs. They can say, oh, this business doesn't make enough money, so they quit. You have to learn to train your brain with a zero options mentality. You have to learn to seek out, to be uncomfortable. You have to put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall. That's when you're gonna fucking fight.
Through the inspiration of desperation, you become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. See, most people go at it tentatively. They don't give all their stuff. They don't concentrate.
And if you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money, you don't have the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
When you don't have any other option but to succeed, your chances of success are pretty fucking good. It is, I am going to fucking succeed no matter what I have to do, no matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult the road, no matter how many obstacles stand in my way, no matter how many people stand in my way, no matter what. On the days I don't feel like it, guess what? I'm still getting up, I'm still putting my fucking work boots on, and I'm still going out and kicking fucking ass. That's what people who succeed do.
The battle. The battle is actually in your head. You're not gonna hear noises, you're not gonna hear gunfire, you're not gonna hear any explosions. It's not that kind of battle. What's in your head is weakness and laziness. And they're not attacking. They're sneaking around. They're poisoning the strength in your brain.
You are putting things off because in the short term, it's easier, it's more comfortable, it's more pleasurable to be distracted or to indulge yourself doing something else than it is to sit down and do the actual work to create the outputs that matter when they are needed.
And I know what it's like to tell yourself, I'm gonna start on Monday. And then for the next 5 days, you gorge yourself, or you're extra lazy, or you treat yourself extra much because you know you're gonna do it this time, and this time I'm serious, and this time I'm for real, and I'm gonna get it done. Except you're not, and you know you're not. And if you really want it to change, and if you really want to make a change, and you really want to be different, and you really want it to be this time, start f***ing now. I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night. Do something productive towards what it is you're trying to become. Because I can tell you right now, for sure, that the people who tell themselves, I'm going to start Monday, never f***ing start Monday.
All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start.
You just go. And procrastination dies. So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go.
Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself. Every day, move yourself. In the morning, move yourself. In the afternoon, move yourself. At night, move yourself. Be very intentional and very deliberate about moving yourself. You control your feelings. Don't nobody else control your feelings. So when you tell me I ain't feeling it no more, it don't got nothing to do with something external. It's something internal that you ain't pushing no more. You push you. You gotta move you every single day. If you get to a point in your day and you down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Nothing controls you. You control your feelings. You control your mood. Nobody control your mood. You saw something that threw you off. Well, see something that throw you back on.
The only way to get out of the mental trap is to stop thinking and actually start doing it. Because all the research shows that if we can push you to get started on something, you'll likely keep going.
Little things you're putting off, do it. And do it right now. When you make a decision to do something, you flip your brain on to the frequency that you have to be on to do it. You don't have to know how to do it. You only have to know you're going to do it.
Just commit that you wake up. And every single damn day, you push yourself to take one small action forward.
There's always going to be a reason to wait. There's always going to be something that is inconvenient for you to work through. There's always going to be a busy schedule. It's always going to be that way. You have to fucking work through it. There's always going to be a reason for you to do what it takes now if you want it bad enough. But a lot of you motherfuckers just don't want it. And unless you're committed 100%, you just aren't going to make it. The processes of success are always inconvenient in the beginning. They don't stay that way. If you stick with it, if you give it time, if you work through the inconveniences, they become habit. It's just something automatic. And if you can create automatic actions that are positive in your life, you're going to create automatic winning.
No more rationalizing, no more reasons, no more distractions.
I dare you to shut out the world. I dare you to give up everything that is keeping you from your dream.
the clubs, fuck the partying, fuck the hanging out and getting drunk. Now is the time to stay focused. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna be you that makes it happen.
The only motherfucking thing that beats you is you. The only thing that can stop you is you.
And most of y'all are not under covenant. And covenant means me and you, if the company go down, we go down with it. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go. And people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in.
Everything is a test. Everything as an opportunity, if you allow it to be.
You must shrink your focus down to one thing, one business, one focus at one time, and master it and get great at it for an extended period of time. The more you shrink your options in pursuit of your dream, the more it'll open them up in your life later.
What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
And the only way you prove to yourself that you really want it is that you no longer hit the snooze button. You no longer lose focus when you're studying. You no longer take shortcuts. You no longer playing games. You are willing to do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes to get to that milestone.
When you build this mental toughness by looking at every little thing as a test of your will and your ability to do what you say you're going to do, your life is going to get better.
And the difference between beast and average people is that average people live from check to check. Average people don't think about their future. They're consumed with the present.
You're not going to be the best if you're not intentional and deliberate.
You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person and just hope the good stuff is going to happen to you.
You got
to
be a morning person, afternoon person, night person. You gotta be when you feel good person, when you sick person, when you tired person.
I'm wired differently. I look at my wife every single day and I said, I gotta grind. I gotta grind for my wife.
And so I execute for my mom. I execute for my grandma. I execute for my sister. That's why I can't quit and give up, even though I get tired just like everybody else.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit.
People who are extremely well accomplished, they have the ability to mentally flip that switch to where they don't have a choice but to do the things they need to do. They will talk as if they don't succeed, the world is going to fucking end.
Listen to me, this is how you do it first, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we slept the dream. We ate the dream. We rehearsed the dream. We looked at the dream. We talked about the dream. We slept with the dream. We woke up to the dream. We wore the dream. And now, boom, it's our reality.
You want this? You make up your mind.
And yes, it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult. And you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you're done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship.
There's a moment when you say to yourself, it can't be done.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. And you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem. And you solve the next one.
Instead of backing down, you push yourself forward into the unknown.
Do you realize that every day you thought you wasn't gonna make it? Do you remember them days where you thought it was absolutely unbearable and you thought you wasn't gonna endure that one? Do you know that your survival rate for every last one of them bad days is 100%? You batting 1,000. You survived every hater. You survived all the evictions. You survived the firings. You survived all the tell you no, we ain't hiring.
You survived all the trouble you ever been in. Your survival rate is 100%.
You got to proactively prepare to catch yourselves. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you and the circumstances that you're involved in.
This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
You're going to hit a wall. Everybody hits the wall. And that wall shocked some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. The wall is painful. Some will choose to go back. But there's some small number who, when they hit that wall, they decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This person doesn't care about the pain. Because this person knows something. There's no gain without pain. So this person comes back anyhow, again and again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. Let's give her a hand. Let's send her assistance, send her resources. It will come out of nowhere. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you'll look back on the times and you will cherish those times.
Whatever storm you found yourself in today, don't give up. And I know it hurts, and I know you don't want to take it anymore. Your dreams look like you're seeing them from underwater, but don't give up. You have not seen the best days of your life yet.
But you have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you.
Say this to yourself every day. It's not over until I win. It's not over till I get through. It's not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. Door can't open today, look out. I'm gonna come back and take the hinges off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we must be. No guts, no glory. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, it's not over until I win. It's not over. Oh, it's not over yet. Don't count me out yet. It's you, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. Nobody's going to care more about your dream than you. No one is going to care more about you becoming diamond than you.
If you want to make it happen, it's you. But you've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen.
I'm speaking to the people who want more. The people who want to be the f***ing pinnacle.
Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. Because that's all about you. Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
You gotta be the hardest workers in the room.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, when no one else is around, those moments have a tendency to lead to success.
And not only that, but in what world do we not work every day? You gotta work every fucking day. It doesn't end.
It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived.
Damn, man, how many movies are you going to make or how much shit are you going to do? Like, you do a lot of shit. I say yes. It's my ambition. Of course. Why not? I love what I do.
When people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I'm in the right fucking spot of obsession and drive.
That's the difference of when you say, I want to be something and I don't have no choice. When I want to be something, then you're going to present a lot of broken dreams. When you are destined to do something, the conversation is totally different because it's a lifestyle.
At some point, you gotta be fucking tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you gotta fucking play angry. And I play angry.
Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre.
One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I want to move to the nicest neighborhood. I want to fly first class. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
I wake up every morning at 3 o'clock. Why? Because you just got to get there before the genius get there.
They ain't waking up to 8. So if you get up at 3, you ain't got to be smarter than them. You just got to be quicker than them. You just got to be faster than them. You just got to get to the spot before they get to the spots. You ain't gotta be them. You ain't gotta be on their level. You don't have to be as smart. You don't have to become them. You can stay you, but you gotta get there before they get there if you're gonna stay you.
You have to get this concept of going all in. You have to get this beast mode.
I wanna position myself for greatness. I don't know everything. I have not accomplished everything. I'm not where I want to be. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still trying to get better. You've got to position yourself and stop pouting. Stop looking at what other people are getting and look at what they're doing. And if you start doing it, you start getting it. You don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life what you earn.
Every day I feel like eating. Every day I feel like giving my wife the best life. Every day I feel like driving in a nice car. Every day I feel like flying first class. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 120 every single day. I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. I don't have days to waste.
When you want it that bad, when you wake up early in the morning, when everything else is secondary to you, you're going to be successful. But until you do that, you'll never have it. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
I'm speaking to the people who want more. The people who want to be the fucking pinnacle. The people who want to be accomplished. The people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make a 100% commitment to give the best effort you've ever given to outwork, outimprove, outstrategize, outlast like never before.
You can't be motivated anymore. You don't need others to motivate you. You have to be self-motivated.
You can't listen to your mom. You can't listen to your dad. You can't listen to your friends. You can't listen to the fucking internet. You can't stick your fucking toe in the pool and say, oh, you know, I don't know, this kind of feels weird. No, you have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
If you really want to make an impact, you're going to get a lot of judgment. You're going to get a lot of hate. People are going to just diss on you. People are going to say, who do you think you are? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm gonna go hang out with some hyenas. He ain't going to the same clubs where he know the hyenas don't like him anyway, because he don't concern himself with the conversations of hyenas. An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. See, sometimes we asking ourselves, why my friends treating me like this? You hanging out with pigeons. Why are they talking about me like this? Man, you hanging out with pigeons. The eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, and when I say all in, I mean all the fuck in. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad,
pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else. If I need to learn a skill set today, I'm going to go buy the course today. I'm going to get better at it today. Not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight, today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's going to run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time off, and you think you're going to be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process. Your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you going to be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always got to get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No! Don't believe him. Get him away from me. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business. Triple it. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just going to be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off. And you have to work harder than everyone else. Work while they sleep. Learn while they party. Save while they spend. And live like they dream.
You're going to have so many people tell you.
You go after and you give it all you had. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena. In life, it's not the genetic guy who wins, or the guy with the most potential that wins. It's a person with the greatest perseverance that wins. Always willing to get up and go at it again and go at it again. That's the guy who has his hand raised later in life, guys. That's the guy you guys need to be.
Every true leader, they're called weird, they're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
What are you going to do now? How are you going to control that now? How are you going to flip it upside down and say, Roger that, now I'm going to harness this shit, and you'll read about me years from now.
Everybody who wronged you in the past, they gonna have to feel you. They gonna have to see you. Don't get even. Don't worry about getting even when you already beat the odds.
You wanna make your dream come true, you gotta stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you wanna go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
We all get knocked out. I've had my haters. I've had people who've come against me, who try to sabotage me. I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
Stop letting people affect your day, affect your life. Affect the outcome of what's going to happen to you.
Waste no more effort wrestling with other people. Your destiny, your future is not predicated on the decision of someone else. You've wasted too much of your life trying to change other people's mind about you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. It matters
your field. This is your court. This is your home. Protect what's yours.
You aren't giving any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life, and how you face that test determines the rest of your life.
There's a lot of times where I don't know how I'm going to move forward, but I ask myself one question: can you take another step? And that answer is always yes.
Those circumstances will make us fucking stronger. And those fucking demons are coming at you and they're attacking you. If you feel you can't handle them, you have to invent someone that can. We all have the ability to transform ourselves to bring more out.
regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
It happens in solitude, where I try, and I try, and I try again, with everything I have to be the best that I can possibly be, better than I was yesterday, better than people thought I could be, better than I thought I could be, because I will not stop.
I want what all other men want, but when the pressure hits, when the opposition hits, when the challenge hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I just want it a little bit more than they want it. And if you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumber. We live by this and we die by this. We don't run. We don't retreat.
You know how hard I worked to get here? And you think I'm about to get this up? Have you lost your mind? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Didn't nobody give me this. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I worked for this. I put in time.
To be anxious is to have anxiety about something that hadn't even happened yet. Some of you are so worried about the threat of trouble. You're not in trouble, it's just that trouble has threatened you. And the threat of what might happen, what could happen, is wearing you down. Half of the things that you thought were going to happen never did happen. But if you allow those thoughts to dwell in your mind, it will succeed at robbing you of your peace, robbing you of your joy, robbing you of your life, just because you thought yourself into a nervous breakdown. You thought yourself into depression. You thought yourself into defeatism. This is no time to lose your head. This is no time to quit. This is no time to faint. This is no time to collapse. This is no time to give in.
You may look bad for a little while, saying,
no devil in hell can destroy you. If you keep in the back of your mind, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of it. Bit by bit, pull by pull, tug by tug. I am coming out of it. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what I'm going to have to go through. I don't know what I'm going to lose along the way. But I still believe that I'm coming out. I've been thrown out and busted and disgusted. But I still believe that I'm coming out.
You gotta learn how not to give up or how not to give in. You gotta try, you got to, but whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in.
You're the only person that can stop you, so stop talking like a victim. Stop thinking like a victim. Stop acting like a victim and walk into your destiny. Walk into it.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. You're gonna be attacked, betrayed, exposed, and humiliated. Life is going to break you. And it's going to see how bad you really want it.
That's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again?
Who are you?
That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer.
Because your pain is your power. You suffer so you can be much stronger.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible.
Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's a preview to life's coming attractions. Everything you imagine is a preview to a coming attraction. Once you understand that and quit looking at your imagination as hocus pocus, it opens up a wide range of things and possibilities. And if you're bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you can handle the pain, you can make it happen. You just can't quit in the middle of the journey.
In every project, there's escape hatches. And if you don't bolt them closed when the going gets tough, boom, away you go. When you make up your mind to do something, quitting should never be an option. If you're going to quit, quit when you're at your peak, when you're very, very successful. But don't quit because you're tired of paying the price. If you pay the price, the reward is going to be that much sweeter.
I can accept failure Everyone fails at some point, but I cannot accept not trying. When you've tried your best, when you've given 120%, you should never feel bad. You pick yourself up, you look at it from another perspective, you come up with another solution, and you go at it again. You're a problem solver. You're not soft. You're not weak. You don't quit. You don't surrender. You fall 7 times, you get up 8. You chase after that thing you believe you deserve until you get it. And you let nothing stand in your way. You can't ever feel bad when you put forth 120%. You can't let the outcomes make you feel whack. You're not whack. You're a warrior. You won't always win, but you gotta always try.
Absolutely refuse to quit when you know what you're doing, what you're studying, the price you're paying is going to pay enormous dividends in the long run.
You gotta learn to see the good in everything that could be negative. And sometimes tragedies strike not to hurt you, but to elevate you in a way. If the tragedy never happened, you would never be elevated.
So you gotta say to yourself, I will learn to see the good in everything bad that happens in my life. These challenges, these tribulations, these things will make me stronger.
With every decision comes a result. With every decision, there comes an outcome. And so in order for you to make your dreams and goals become a reality, you gotta be a great decision maker.
It's one thing to talk about your dreams, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to try again when you failed for the 100th time, to say no to quitting when your body is screaming that you stop. Those decisions, they are the path to your dream.
There will be nobody in this world that will stop you from becoming what you want to become except you.
If you walk out of this room today, you owe you to make good decisions. Because when you make bad decisions, you destroy you. You're killing you. You're destroying you. And I told you that if you make good decisions, you reap the benefits of it.
Many of us feel like right now there's a mountain in front of you that seems immovable. But I'm telling you, the power of good choices, the power of hard work, tenacity, refusing to quit, refusing to say I can't and I give up and I quit, but beginning to say and to really believe I can, I must, I will, I refuse, I won't be defeated. Nothing in front of me is going to stop because I can control me. I can control the controllable, and that's how hard I work. That's my desire to refuse to quit no matter what. I will not give up until I achieve my dream.